This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the Council of Ministers decides to table the power trade bill in the Federal Parliament. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda claims his four-day official visit to India as important and successful, and United Nations warns of grave consequences as thousands flee homes after Ukraine dam breaches. Now, the news in detail. Today's meeting of the Council of Ministers has decided to table the bill designed to make arrangements regarding power trade in the Federal Parliament. The spokesperson of the government and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said the decision was taken to direct the concerned ministry to table the bill in the Parliament. The meeting appointed the Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Madan Bhujil, as the chairperson of Kalimati Fruits and Vegetable Market Management Development Committee as per the ministry's proposal. Similarly, prohibiting the strike in essential services under Clause 3(1) of the Essential Service Operation Act 2014 at Home Ministry's proposal, the Cabinet meeting decided to publish the information with the order in Nepal Gazette. The meeting has also decided to use the National Forest of Rasua and Nuakot and remove the trees there for the right of way of the Upper Mailungkhola Hydropower Limited and its tower. Similarly, the Cabinet meeting has approved the visit of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Balendra Saha to Brussels of Belgium in connection with the participating in the Metropolis World Congress and Brussels Urban Summit 2023 to be organized in Brussels from June 12th. To 15th. It has also decided to convert the Paskhal-based industrial village in Kavri into a women-exclusive entrepreneurs' special industrial village. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has informed the National Assembly that his four-day official visit to India was important and successful to enhance bilateral relations and the country's long-term interest. In today's meeting of the National Assembly, Prime Minister Dahal informed about matters of public importance and seven different documents have been agreed upon and exchanged regarding long-term interest and bilateral relations. Prime Minister Dahal informed that positive talks have been held regarding the air routes and cooperation in the field of hydropower. Prime Minister Dahal informed that discussions were held on trade, transport, investment promotion, energy trade and cross-border transmission lines, flood control, agriculture, border crossing, railway service operations, construction of bridges and infrastructure construction and dry port, among others, during the meeting with his Indian counterpart. Likewise, in the meeting of the National Assembly today, lawmakers have demanded the control of anarchy reportedly supported by the political leadership. Uday Bahadur Bohra called for taking action against those who committed shortcomings in developing a budget. Goma Devi Timal Sinha expressed her concern about indecent language being used in the session of the House of Representatives while Durga Gurung drew the attention of the government to road accidents taking place in the country. Bhuvan Bahadur Sunar asserted the attention of the government, stating that the budget for the next fiscal year 2023-24 failed to address the demands of the landless squatters and Dalits. Likewise, Rajendra Lakshmi Gahire demanded the government control the price hike of daily essentials in the market as it has affected people's life. Similarly, general discussions on the annual estimate of revenue and expenditure for the financial year 2023-24 are ongoing in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. In the discussion, parliamentarians argued that the budget, with efforts to increase the country's capital expenditure and reduce unproductive expenditure to improve the country's economic situation, is positive. The parliamentarians stressed the implementation of the commitment made in the budget with an effective monitoring mechanism. The parliamentarians further argued that the budget should pay special attention to increasing production and productivity and protecting the nation from economic recession and minimizing imports. The argument of the defendant's side in the case of the fake Bhutanese refugee scam has started today, after the arguments of the public prosecutors ended yesterday and the arguments of the lawyers of the defendant's side has started from today. The lawmakers of the accused will get 6 days to put forth their arguments. After the custodial hearing in the district Court, Kathmandu, the order will be made that the accused will be detained and prosecuted or released on bail. The Sudarpashchim government is presenting its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 this afternoon. According to Sudarpashchim Provincial Assembly Secretariat, Province Chief Devraj Joshi is scheduled to present the policies and programs in a session of the Province Assembly taking place after 4 p.m. today. The province is to conclude the deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill today before presenting the policies and programs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United Nations has warned the destruction of a major dam in Ukraine will have grave and far-reaching consequences for thousands of people. Thousands of people have fled flooded homes in the area, an active war zone. There are fears water levels could rise further. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of blowing up the dam on Tuesday. The Kokhovka Dam, downstream from the huge Kokhovka Reservoir, provides much-needed water to farmers and residents as well as to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. It is also a vital channel carrying water south to Russia-occupied Crimea. There are concerns about Europe's largest nuclear power plant, Zaporizhia, which uses reservoir water for cooling. It is not clear yet what caused the breach in the dam, but Ukraine's military intelligence has accused Russia of deliberately blowing it up to halt a long-expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Meanwhile, Russia claims Ukraine attacked the dam to detract from its counteroffensive and deprived Crimea of fresh water. The Geneva Convention explicitly banned targeting dams in the war due to the danger it poses to civilians. Two people have been killed and five others sustained injuries in a shooting that took place during a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia. School officials say the shooting took place during a ceremony for the Huguenot High School. According to the police, a 19-year-old suspect fled the scene on foot and was captured in possession of four handguns. Meanwhile, high-risk air quality warnings have been issued for millions of people across North America due to ongoing wildfires in Canada. Wildfire smoke has blanketed major cities in Ontario and Quebec, including Toronto and its surrounding areas. Fires across the country have already burned more than 3.3 million hectares of land, an area 12 times the 10-year average for this time of year. Public health officials have cautioned people not to exercise outside and to minimize their exposure to the smoke as much as possible, as the air poses immediate and long-term health risk. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in a few places of Gandaki, Karali and Sudarpashchim province and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of the westerly wind as well as local wind over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 17.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of the Council of Ministers decides to table the Power Trade Bill in the Federal Parliament. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda claims his four-day official visit to India as important and successful. And United Nations warns of grave consequences as thousands flee homes after Ukraine dam breach. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.